Okay, we've seen past few days Yesodistik Machokas Rishonim how what the Issa Bayira Bayamotza is. And how we avoid Bayira Bayamotza by Bedika and by Bittul. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Bayira Bayamotza is owning Chometz on Pesach. Any form of ownership. The only way to get rid of Bayira Bayamotza is making sure physically you don't own it, or Al Yedei Bittul, whatever that may be within the world of Rabbeinu Tam, that it becomes Hefker. The bottom line is, I don't own the Chometz. The Ran has a different way of getting out of owning the Chometz than Rabbeinu Tam does, but in the end of the day, he agrees, Bir and Bittul achieve its Einu Shelo. It doesn't belong to him. Rashi agrees that it's Einu Shelo. How does Rashi agree that it's Einu Shelo? Rashi says, Shnei Dvarim Einu Bishusa Shelodim. Now, Bershus can be interpreted a number of ways. Rashi Davovim Abbeis, that means Ein Shalom. So, Rashi doesn't say Ein Bershus. Now, that is Rabbeinu Tam. How we achieve the Ein Shalom, we'll see. The Ramban has a different mahalach. It's a sort of multi-layered mahalach. Number one, If it's totally irrelevant to me, it loses its shem ochel. It's not an ochel anymore. And furthermore, since chometz is a form of ochel, anytime something loses its shem ochel, it loses its shem chometz. And that's why chometz shen yisrach, something that's named roi la'achila, doesn't have a shem ochel, it's not going to be chometz. So if I have the fact that it is also be'achila combined with the fact that I'm absolutely uninterested in it, those things together combine l'hafkir shem ochel m'meila l'hafkir shem chametz. We'll not get into it now. There is a Gemara in Shavuos, Chof Beis Amud Beis, that talks about a person taking a shvuah that he's not going to eat different things, shlo ochal offer, things that doesn't have a shem ochal. And the Gemara introduces that also in the Velos for Treifus. And there is a whole machogus rishonim, exactly the understanding of that Gemara. But the Gemara, but according to some rishonim, the Velos for Treifus are not omid la'achila, but if a person eats it, he gives it the chshivas of an ochel. On the other hand, the Ramban seems to be saying here something that's also be'achila, that I have zero interest whatsoever, that it's together, that is mafkia, the shem ochel. And memele, it's not chometz. Number one. Number two, the Ramban throws in something else, that it's eino birshusa. The Ramban is taking here the position that Yisurei Hanoah are Eino Bishuso, but then he, and in order to be over in Balyaroya Bayamotze, it's not that it's Eino Shelo, it's Eino Bishuso. Then there is a second Limud. I need to exclude something that I can potentially make mine. Is that is the second Xeris HaKotz of Nochesh Kibas and Nochesh Lo Kibashta. Now, the Ramban, Rabbeinu Tam, the Ran, view Bittul as something I do that's Chal on the Chayfetz. It affects the Chayfetz. It's Ein B'Shuso, it's not Nochel, it's Ein Shelo, however that works. Rambam has a whole different mahalach. Rambam is, that's not what Bayira Bayamotza is. Vayirabai and Matzah is something about the person. The willful keeping of chametz in my rishus. Now that willful is either I want it or I do a maisa mochiach that I want it. And that enables the Rambam to do something that other Rishonim might not necessarily have. Why it is that Bayro Bayamotze is a lav sheyesh bo maisa if I'm also chomot sakana chomot. Because there's a basic machlokas Rishonim v'achronim. What about lav she'ein bo maisa al yedei maisa? For instance, there's a Gemara in Makkos that talks about is an iser of being makif, the peos harosh, cutting the hair in the corners of the peos harosh. Now, the Gemara says, if I stand there and someone cuts it for me, so it's a lav shein bo maisa. If I'm masayeya, if I help him, so then I get malchus. And the machlokas rishonim how that works. Some rishonim say that by being messiah I become a makif, but nikif al yedei maisa I would not get malchus for. And some rishonim say no, it's a lav sheyesh bo maisa al yedei maisa, and I get malchus for that. So lav sheyesh bo maisa al yedei maisa is a machlokas Rishonim. It's a machlokas in Hilchos Nida between the Shach and the Taz. The whether or not on Chol HaMoed or Shabbos, let's say, take Shabbos or Yontif, I'm not allowed to cut my fingernails. And if I cut my fingernails, it's in his gozes. Let's say I want my fingernails cut and I extend my hand to somebody, a non-Jew who cuts my fingernails, am I over on gozes or not? It's machlokas the shach and the taz and hilchos nida. One says that's masayeya. I enabled gozes, so therefore I become a gozes. Enabling a maisa done to me makes it as if I did it to me. Like, and the other says no. And nikif is just a lav shein bo maisa yedei maisa. Machlokas Shach and Taz, there in Hilchos Nida, which is basically a machlokas Rishonim as well. Exactly. In Hilchos Nida, whether a woman who has to have her fingernails cut before she goes to mikveh can tell a goy to cut her fingernails. Is it Amir Lenochri Moka Mitzvah, or it is just an Issa Deraisa? That it's machlokas shach and taz in Hilchos Nida. Now, the Rambam in a number of places is very clear. Lav she'ein bo maisa al yedei maisa, you don't get malchus. For instance, v'la mikdash lo sovo, walking into the base of mikdash. Excuse me. Being in the base Hamikdash Hayidei Maisa, I'm not allowed to be in the base Hamikdash. Let's say I walk into the Mikdash. The Rambam says Lav Shein Bo Maisa. I did it by through walking in. So Lav Shein Bo Maisa Hayidei Maisa is not. You don't get Malkus. The Rambam says Lav Shein Bo Maisa Per Gimel Hilchos Bias Mikdash. The Rambam by Mishkolos says that I'm not allowed to own faulty weights. Let's say I buy faulty weights or I make faulty weights. Rambam says, still, lav shein bo maisa. But if I buy chometz or I make chometz, lav sheyesh bo maisa. Why? It's impossible to say, according to the Rambam, that it's lav sheyesh bo maisa yedei maisa. Because why is it different than Mishkolos? Why is it different than Bias B'Migdash? And a whole list of other instances, the Rambam Paskal, Lam Shem B'Maisa, Yedei Maisa. You don't get Malkus. Ela Bal Korchach, the actual act of doing it is Bal Yeroa B'Yemot. So why? It is Gilu Dasa Yedei Maisa that It's a hochochas das is a idea of hochochas das. That's also a din and das. I am willfully owning chametz. The willfulness is expressed by what I did. And according to the Rambam, the willful owning of chametz is osur. And therefore, bittul, what does bittul say? I have absolutely no interest in it whatsoever. It doesn't affect the chametz. The chametz may belong to me. The chametz may be bershusi. It may have a din ocho. All the other things Rishonim are talking about affecting the chametz. Here, I don't affect the chametz. It's something, it's my own psychology, my own das that's at stake. So that is where Rishonim differ, why bittul is effective. Now, halacha is bedikah. What is bedikah? The Gemara says bedikah is certainly a drabonah. The Gemara Dav Dalan Mabe is among a number of places. Himnu rabonah bedrabonah. It's a din drabonah. Now, given the fact that it's a din drabonah, Rashi says shlo yavro bayro bayamotza. So here the Ran comes in and explains Rashi. Rabbi Tosus jumps at Rashi and says, no, it's a din drabonah. You may eat it. Okay. Why another thing's not? Because here I eat it all year. Nevedus, treyfish, kotzer, and mofsim. I don't eat all year. But chometz I eat all year. It's in my house. I've been eating the same thing all year. Okay, so Tosis. But the Ran defending Rashi says that there are two ways to get out of Bal Yerua Bal Yamotze. One way you get out of Bal Yerua Bal Yamotze is through bedika, doing a bedika and relying on chadzokas. Then I get out of Bal Yerua Bal Yamotze because I'm not willfully owning chametz at all, number one. Well, yidei bittul. Bittul, I just don't end up owning it because it is eino shali. Now, what is the halacha of habodek tzor sheyavatel? Here, the Ran, for 2 days we were stuck in a problem. And I finally, I finally have a number of different ways of doing that. Now, is every bedikah an implicit bittul? So, I took for granted that at least in the Shitas Rambam that was so. Because I misread the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, and I relied on a lot of other Achronim who also misread the Rambam. Okay. My son Rav Naftali pointed out to me yesterday that I misread the Rambam. Okay. For instance, the Noda Behuda and Salach, when he quotes the Rambam, throws in one or two extra words. Rambam says like this. He says, "Umavarech al bir chometz. Why do I make a bracha al bir chometz? Ben shabodak le'atzmo, ben shabodak le'achev. Shemeish shegoma belibo levata." He doesn't say livdok levata. Levata. That means I know that takana rabbanan have to do bedikah. According to Rambam, it's a clear takana rabbanan. It's a mitzvah midivrei sofer. Now, and if I'm going to do the drabbanan, what am I going to do? I'm going to do bedikah and then bittul. The moment I decide that not I am going to be bodei chametz, Rambam never says I'm going to be bodei chametz. The moment I decide that I'm going to fulfill the mitzvah drabbanan and subsequently be mevatel. The fact that I decide I will be mevatel in the future means I don't care about the chametz. So I really don't care about the chametz. So the decision to be mevatel in 5 minutes is already bitter. That means I don't care about it. I just have to go through a number of steps before I get, but I say I don't care about it. I'm looking to get rid of it, and then I'm going to be mevatel. Never says the decision to do bedika or the process of bedika is an implicit bittul. Rambam doesn't say it. The Ran obviously doesn't say it. The Noda Behuda assumes he does say it. You take a look in the Tzalach, when in here, when near the Tarek's, a Rambam Kosav, Mavarech v'lo l'fi shetekev shegrama livdok olavata. The Raman says, doesn't say that word livdok. So, the Noda Behuda says, if so, every bedika implies a bittul. Since every bedika implies a bittul, so why habodek tor shiavata? Shemayim sogluski yafafia. V'daitola. That which was the kasha we've been dealing with. So Noda Behuda solves that problem by saying as follows, quoting a whole different sugya about, he quotes Tosas Yontif on it, that if I have a Gilui Das, Al Yidei Machshava, I can mevatel that Gilui Das by another Machshava. But the Gilui Das, Ayidei Amira, I can't be mevatel that Gilui Das, Al Yidei Machshava. And therefore, that would solve the problem in the Ran. Why Habodek Tzor Shiavata? Because the Habodek Tzor Shiavata, because if he's mevatel it, prepare. This would mean the Ran would just say, here he has to do a prepare, even though generally bittul can be done belayed. Here it has to be done prepare. Why? And if later on he finds the chametz and thinks about, oh, great. And then, oh, wait a second, it's Pesach. So then he will not be over at Lemafreya, because his subsequent Machshava will not be mevatel his previous Dibur. So says the Noda Behuda. You could say differently, because the Rambam doesn't say Kevin Shagama Belibo Livdok Nasis Mitzvah Habiyah Kodem Shivdok. Doesn't say that. This is Levatel. The Rambam apparently is saying Bedika itself doesn't mean it's irrelevant to me. I care about this chametz. I really would like to eat it, but what can I do? The Torah says I can't eat it tomorrow. But wait a second. And if I find it now, I'm doing it Leil Yudalad. I'm doing it now Leil Yudalad, right? All our boss are both kinds of chametz. And if I find a delicious piece of cake, I may eat it. Doesn't mean I've decided. And that is why when we do bittul chametz, we do bittul chametz in two stages. We do one bittul chametz after we do the bedika. Then we do another bittul chametz when we do the sreif. Why? Because what do we say afterwards? Any chametz, kol chamira v'chamike di'iko b'shusi, de'chamite, lo chamite. We say any chametz that I haven't found, because that would take care of the chametz sheina yaduali. But before the decision to do a bedikah, the process of bedikah is not an implicit bittul. If all of a sudden I'm an alcoholic and I find a good bottle of scotch, I just may take the scotch and drink it. Okay. So, the Rambam has said, since... Now, then the question becomes, the decision, I have made the decision, what have I made the decision, that any chametz that I will not have found, been able to locate by Shasrefa, I will be mevatel, or I'm mevatel afterwards. So that I say on that I have no will for. So that is the Haskalah Hamitzvah of Bittul. But according to the Rambam, just looking for it is not enough. It has to be a decision that I will be mevatel the chametz and anything, and the chametz will be irrelevant to me. If I haven't made that decision yet that the chametz will be irrelevant to me, and I'm going to be mevatel. So what do you have? You have a mevarek tzar shevatel. Because I say that I am beginning a bedikah, and I will do a bittul. What am I going to do a bittul on? All the other chametz, right? So I'm saying any chametz that I'm not going to have in my little place put aside, I am going to mevatel. I'm not mevatel what I'm going to eat tomorrow morning for breakfast necessarily, am I? No. But everything else I'm mevatel. And that glutzkiya for fear that I'm going to find later on, I had an intention of being mevatel. Only the intention. So we have a self-fulfilling prophecy. If I didn't have a halacha, haborik tzorach shiyavatel, if I didn't have such a halacha, and just get rid of what you can, and then you find it later on, so then, at that point, you never rendered it irrelevant to you. Bedik itself does not render it irrelevant. Since habodik tzorach shiyavatel, and I know I'm going to say that all this gluski for fear that in some corner somewhere that my grandchild stuck in a washing machine that I never dreamt of that it was there and I could think it was there, and I find it when I open the washing machine in Pesach. Oh, but since I knew I was going to be mevatelit and I intended on being mevatelit, so I was mevatelit already. But that's only after I have a takana of habodek tzorach shiyavatel. So they made that takana to take care exactly of this situation. Louder. Now, comes along the tzlach, and without going into the whether machshava is mevatel machshava, but machshava is not mevatel dibor, it's not so clear for me that even given that halacha where he applies it, that it applies necessarily here. Because if I said it's irrelevant for me, to me, so I meant it's irrelevant for me. If something happens now, that right now it becomes relevant to me, who says that goes to Mafreya? Right now it's irrelevant to me. Previously I thought, okay. But the tzlach said, if I find that cookie, and I said, I want to eat it. And I said, wait a second, it's Pesach, I can't eat it. For that second, I wanted it. So it's mevatel, it would be mevatel, the bitul belev l'mafreya. That's not so simple. He takes that for granted. That's a whole issue. If that is not necessarily true, there's another reason. Why did he take that for granted? Because he read into the Rambam here something that doesn't exist in the Rambam. What exists in the Rambam is he read into livdok levatel. So he said the bedik itself. So if he's correct, I'm not saying he's not correct. I'm saying there is another option. I'm not here to necessarily disagree with Nord Vihud. I'm just saying he read something into the Rambam that doesn't exist. It's not his reading into the Rambam is not ochroch. And it's not necessary to be matarit. Yes.
That means that when the Rambam says nasis mitzvah sabiur, it's only the gabi the chametz she'eino yadua, which he won't find by the.
Exactly. But what do you mean? I've left over something for tomorrow morning's breakfast.
But there's two problems there. Because that means that I'm mikayim tashbis on every piece of chametz separately, which according to Abchayim,
We'll get there subsequent. Very good question. That means I began the process of making X amount of chametz, not there, and now I have to finish the process of the Y amount of chametz. But the process of making chametz irrelevant to me as Yudalid, I've begun that process. There's the process of making the chametz mushbas belibi as of Yudalid et Chatzot. That process has begun.
A kiyum hasn't happened.
Yeah. Okay. Now, let us, yes, but louder.
Are we suggesting that there's an independent entity of Dika and an independent entity of Levat?
You have to. Not so gentle, louder. Something independent of Bdika, there's a dinderais of Bittul.
No, that Bdika can be independent of Bittul.
Echenisht. What does Badika accomplish according to the Ram? It's a Dindrabbana. According to the Ran, let's say Badika accomplished something different according to the Rambam and according to the Ran's Pshat and Rashi. According to the Rambam, Bittul achieves one thing, that when Yudalid Chatzos comes, the Chometz is totally irrelevant to me. That's what it achieves. That's Bittul. Badika is a Din D'Rabbanan. And why did they make, and what is that Din D'Rabbanan? We're going to get into it in a deeper way now. But getting rid of the Chometz and not relying only on the Bittul. Now, there is a halacha that even if I did my maximum effort to get rid of all the chametz that I have, still, there's a chashash, maybe my effort was not 100% successful. And therefore, and if it's not 100% successful, and I find some chametz on Pesach, and I don't immediately be mevayer it, so I'm going to be over and bal yirah bal yamotzeh. That is, now, there's the Ran's Mahalach and the Rambam's Mahalach. The Ran's Mahalach is there are two ways of getting rid of Bal Yirah Bal Yamotzeh. Bittul and physically getting rid of it. And Badika achieves, and Badika is a means of physically getting rid of anything that I have. And when I'm doing that, I'm being Mekayim Mitzvah Tashbisu. Mitzvah Tashbisu is one of those two ways.
So when we start the process of being weighted to physically get rid of it, why did that anticipate? Why do we have to say that it's only because it's...
Because according to the Ran, that's, what is the Ran? Because the Ran is coming from a very different angle than the Rambam. According to the Ran, what has to be? When Yudalid Chatzos comes, the Chometz, I am not allowed to own Chometz. Now, how do I not allow to own Chometz? One of two ways. Either I was Mevatalid, and when I was Mevatalid, the Torah made it Osa B'Hanoah, took it away from me, and I don't get it back. Hiskima Daito L'Das Torah, one way. The other is physically getting rid of it and doing my maximum effort to physically get rid of it. And those are the two ways I can make sure I do not own chametz. I do not own chametz. Let's say I choose Badika and there was no bittul. Let's say I choose Badika and there was no bittul. So then there's not an implicit bittul. And if I find it on Pesach... What? I was just getting rid of chometz. I never said I'm not interested. I'm getting rid of the I'm just getting rid of all the cornflakes, the this, whatever I have. That's it. There is no implicit thing that I'm not interested in any owning any chometz. I'm getting rid of this chometz. There's no hokhoch. I'm not interested in owning any chometz. I'm just getting rid of this chometz. Another chometz. It's just this specific chometz. On this specific chometz. Okay. Now let us, in the Ramban, the Ramban's basic critique of Rabbeinu Tam is as follows. He understands Rabbeinu Tam as, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you have to achieve Einar Shalom. It has to be Hefker. And he assumes in Rabbeinu Tam that the Maisa Bittul is a Maisa Hefker. Now, there are Rishonim who say that. Hagos Maimonios in Paragimel here. When says that you have to say the words have a hefka. And you have to do a maisa hefka. The Ramban has a number of kashas. Kasha number one. If bittul is a maisa hefka, maisa hefka needs peh. It does not, you cannot do it without peh. Number one. Number two, hefker, exactly the effectiveness of hefker, we have to deal with Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Yossi Haglili says, hefker doesn't leave my rishus until it goes into somebody else's rishus. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, there's no such thing as bittul chametz. And we never found that chametz, bittul chametz, is up to any question. It's there should be a machogos tanoim by it. That is one of the kashas the Shagas Arye asks on the run. Shagas Arye asks a kasha on the run. And Ramban sort of takes care of that there, Chagiv, but Shagas Arye didn't have the Chadush in Ramban. He says, according to the Ran, the entire halacha of bittul chametz is based on the fact that chametz is also bahano. And if chametz is also bahano, the Torah takes it away from me, and if I want it, it gives it back to me. If I think I don't want it, so therefore, not wanting it, the Torah doesn't give back to me. But what do you do, according to Rabbi Yossi, who says chametz pesach is muta bahano? So it'll be, there's no such thing as bittul. And again, we never find. That's the Shagas Arye's problem with the Ran. There's a machlokas tanoim, whether or not chametz pesach is muta bahano or asa bahano. Now, the Ramban takes care of this derech agiv when the Ramban says, because I'm not depending on Issa Hano. If it's Issa Hano, it's automatically Eino Bishus. But if it's Issa Ba'achila D'Divrei HaKol, and I treat it like offer, and it's not worth anything, then even if it's Mutar B'Hano, then no one's interested in it. No one, I'm Afkir Hashem Ochel. So then it's also, even according to the Manda Omar, it's Mutar B'Hano, it works. He's implicitly telling me, but if you say, according to you, the Ran, who are basing the entire bittul on the fact that chametz pesach is also bahano, the Gemara Davovim is based on shnei dvarim and b'shusha shaladam matzon hakotzik vilu and b'shusha shaladam, and therefore the Torah took it away from your bias. And you don't take it back. Kiskim v'daitul adas Torah. He says, wait one second. It doesn't work according to the Mandama, who says Chometz Pesach, the Tana who says Chometz Pesach is Mutar Bahano. Doesn't work. Therefore, that's Shagas Arye's Kasha in the Ran. And the Ramban implicitly addresses that. And that's one of his, that's one of his powerful tools. Don't tell me you agree that it's not a Maisa Hefkin, it's just a Skimil Daitul Das Ron of the Ran. That doesn't work either. Now, in the Ramban, we went through half of the Ramban. And the Ramban says, Kachani Omer. Let's just repeat the critical parts of the Ramban. Sha'abitul mo'il lahotziu mitoras chometz lachshiva ka'ofo sheni roi lachil. It's osa ba'achila. And I agree with that. Again, it's a form of hiskimo daitalata. I have no interest in eating this. I have no... And here, what is important... is that I have no interest in eating it or I have no interest in owning it. He says, "Bitul mogil hotziu mitaras chametz lachshiva ka'afu shein roi lachila." It's not bishuso shaladam. He's on the words bishuso shaladam, not enush shaladam. But it's not going to give him bishuladam. But the cave in shalik pida Torah el shalo hey chomet shalo ubishuso. That the Torah was only makbid that I not have chomets, which is mine, and in my rishus. And the, if you take a look at Rabbeinu David, his Talmud, he spells it out even more clearly. Lava, lo b'shnei lavim, ne shedai to olav, who wrote to b'kiyumo, v'kachzesh hiskimu dai to ladas Torah. Yotza, levat, shlo hebo din mama, al shem motzim reshusa, I'm not interested in it. It is not, there's no din mama to this. I treat it as valueless and worthless. He says, "Lo meboyel the rabbon." Not only the rabbon who say it's also bahano, and also bahano is ainu b'shusa. The Ktzotz and Siman Tov Zayin, for those of you who would like to go into it, has identifies the machlokas rishonim whether it's yisur hano and ainu shelo or ainu b'shusa. And in the end of Tshuvas HaRivosh, the Motz Leor of Tshuvas HaRivosh goes also through it in great detail. If I say I have absolutely no interest in owning this because the Torah says so, A, I'm mafkir the shame of chometz. B, it's ain't a bishusim. And anyone who wants to take it can take it. And there's no din gezel on it. I mean, it was man shame balabayas makbar alay mishum gezel. Now here, of course, he's referring to Moravavim and Beis, which the Ran says, when the Ran's quoting the Moravavim and Beis and Tefke, he said, not Hefke, it's Ein Bo Din Gezel. Okay, now. Yeah, he's ain't a b'shusim. He's ain't a b'shusim. I can't be makne. I can't be maktashe. If he would decide that he want no on things that no one would be makbid on. That's why he quotes the Gemara Davovim at Beis. If I say this microphone, I don't care about, still b'shusim. But if I have something that no one would care about, and I say I don't care about it, also has to be two things. And that's why he said, it is osir, and no Jew can keep it. So therefore, I'm not doing something unique to me. Only then, for instance, if someone walks by my house, I have a nice, beautiful lawn, and picks a blade of grass. It's my property, that blade of grass. But there's no one in the world who's makban in the gezel of that blade of grass. And I'm also not makban in the gezel of that blade of grass. There's no din gezel. I still could be makdish. Maybe. I'm not sure.
There's not even an iser gezel.
What?
Not even an iser gezel.
If I'm makban, there's an iser gezel, of course. If I'm makbid, there's an iser gezel. I'm makbid, there's an iser gezel, of course. But if my hadas is like the world's das, and this blade of grass doesn't mean anything to me, no iser gezel. He says yotzei mish kevish, because the Ramban says kevish nisyashman nei isuro. Nei isuro means it's not my private thing. This is what all Jews. And if you take a look. And the Meiri, when he quotes the Ramban, Meiri makes it very, very clear that I'm just joining with the rest of the world. There's nothing private about it. Every Jew doesn't want to be over by a matzah. And therefore, I don't care about it like all the other Jews in this world wouldn't care about it. And therefore, it's Yotza Meshuso and the Ein Bo Iser Gezel. Now, And where does he quote? He quotes the Gemara here. And that's where the key is, as we're going to get into it, between him and the Ran. The Gemara says, Sufei te'enim u'meshamis sadeh u'mnei anovim, Sufei te'enim u'meshamis u'mnei makshot u'mnei advoz, Man shabal abayis mak baralem basur mishum gezel chayav u'meis, Man she'en bal abayis mak baralem u'torah mishum gezel p'torah mishum meis. The Ran says, it's hefker. He said, no, it's not hefker. The ein bo mishum gezel, it says it doesn't mean it's hefker. It means yotzei meshusov ein mishum gezel. So you have something here, we see that, and he's quoting something that it's not my unique thing, but there's some people this way, some people that way. If I'm part of the some people this way, some people that way, he says it's also a Bushum Gez, the Ramban. The Ran says it becomes Hefka. Because that, the Ran needs that, because the Gemara equates that with Bal Yiroa Bal Yamotze. And according to the Ran, the only way you get out of Bal Yiroa Bal Yamotze is how? By not having it belong to you. How this works, we'll get into now. So, yes. The Rabbi Shmuel is just stating the fact that, what is he stating the fact? That this idea that the chometz being irrelevant to me takes it out of reshus is a major step. The Gemara siluk doesn't take it out of my reshus. The Gemara in the Gemara increases doesn't take it out of my reshus, but this does take it out of my reshus. How do I know? From Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, Rabbi Yishmael. So that the Gemara just says what Rabbi Shmuel says isn't unique about chometz. It applies to Sufei Tainim as well.
And it's bidin because everyone does that.
Yeah.
It's not bidin Rabbi Shmuel.
Yeah. That's how the Gemara extends Rabbi Shmuel. Okay. Now, there is a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Warren Shabbos Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis says as follows. And this, how to interpret this Gemara, and how Tosfos and Rabbeinu Tam interpret this Gemara, and how the Rashi and the Ramban interpret this Gemara, is where everything splits off. Chideris the Beis Shammai. There's a Machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, whether or not I can have my kelim do melacha for me on Shabbos. I have a beautiful front lawn, and I have water sprinklers, and they're on a timer. And the timer turns them on Shabbos. And what is my lawn? It's melacha zoreya. Mutaros. Beit Shammai says also. Beit Hillel says mutar. Beit Shammai says also, Chol melocha lo ye'asu lachem. My kelim are doing melocha for me on Shabbos. Beit Hillel says, Mutar, there's no such halacha. The Gemara says, Kederis to Beit Shammai, how, according to Beit Shammai, can I may have a chont? Why? I have my pots on the fire, and my pots are doing lechas bishul. And through the pots, I'm doing lechas bishul. So therefore, my kelim are doing melacha for me on Shabbos. More on Shabbos, tafir chesam et beis. More says, you know how? Because when Shabbos comes, knowing the fact that I want to eat the chont and keep it on the fire, and it's also for my pots to be cooking it, I'm mafkin my pots. So, if you take a look in Tosfos and Bometzia Daf Lamed Amud Beis, take a look in the Rashba in Shabbos Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. This is a major machlokas there. So comes along the Meiri and says the Pshat Rabbeinu Tam is not that it's a Maisa Hefka. He understood Maisa Hefka requires Peh, Maisa Hefka requires Shlosh. He understands Hefka. And he's trying to answer the Ramban's Kash. It's not where Rabbeinu Tam's coming from. Rabbeinu Tam has a halach where there's an umdin in the muchach that I want to be mafgirit. That itself is to create, enough to create heaven. He said, and I learned this out from Keterus de Beit Shammai. And this idea that hefker doesn't require peh. Wherever I have an umdana de muchach that I want hefker, and then, as long as I don't exclude myself from that muchach, it becomes hefker. Keterus de Beit Shammai. So there's a Tshuva Samiri, a very lengthy Tshuva Samiri. We go through all the kashas, the Ramban against Rabbi. But his basic point is that. His basic point is that. And that happens to be Tosin B'Matziyat Aflam Rabbi Beis says the same thing. So therefore, the moment that is so, just like there's an Umdat the Muchach about there is the Beis Shammai. So if I say it, I have to spell it out. Why? To spell out, but the real thing that's being mafkia the bailes is the Yom Dinu Nebuchach, Kteru de Beis Shammai. And that's it. If you take a look in the Rashba, Yud Ches Amud Beis in Shabbos, on the Sugya of Kteru de Beis Shammai, he says, wait a second. No. Because when the Ramban asked the Kasha against Rabbeinu Tam, he says, Peh, what does Mavat Labalibo mean? So he has all these Kashas, Bifnei Shlosha. All the Rashba says, no. There is nothing in this world, in the Maisa Hefker, that takes, to create Hefker, you need a Maisa Hefker. There's no umdin and muchach won't do it. There to Beit Shammai, all it says is, because it's an umdin and muchach, I don't need shlosha, but I still would need peh. So says the Rashba. Where is he coming off from? He's coming off. That is, the Ramban never would imagine, in Sugya Kederus to Beit Shammai, that I can achieve hefker in any other way except peh. The Rambam Perek Beis Hilchos Nedarim says, Hefker is a din in Haflo. Neder v'einu neder. Harukin Nedarim v'einu neder. It's a chalos that's created through peh, and only through peh. And whether I can create Hefker through an umdin or the muchach, or through peh, that is the machlokas we've shown him in understanding that Sugya and Shabbos Yud Ches Amud Beis, there is the Beis Shammai. You have to, right before Shabbos, the Rebbe's in there making the chant has to say Hefker, or the one of the two, she or husband have to say Hefker. They don't need Shlosha. They don't need Shlosha. Take a look at Rashi Yud Ches Amud Beis in Shabbos. And therefore, because of that, this whole mahalach the Meiri has in explaining Shitas Rabbeinu Tam doesn't work. According to Tosis and Bar Metzia Daf Lamed, it does work. It does work. Now, that is the ones who say that I have to spell out the words Hefke Kiryafra De'ara. There's some Rishonim. Take a look in Shulchan Aruch. Mr. Brewer brings it. The Chok Yaakov in Shulchan Aruch quotes it. They say, even according to Rabbi Tam, it's a Maisa Hefke. And does it have to be prepared? Maybe. It could be. This is how to look at this point. What is the whole sugya? What is bittul? Now, the Ramban continues. Just like the Ramban tells us now some very important things that are going to be very critical understanding what Tashbis was about. Ramban says further, there are two types of Tashbis. Tashbisu is either arriving Yudalid Chatzos without Chometz or physically destroying Chometz by Yodayim. Rambam has only one. Where are they coming from? There is, on Daf Kof Ches, a machokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Chometz lifnei Pesach or Chometz la'achar Pesach. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Chometz is also b'achila from Yudal Chatzos. Dereis. According to Rabbi Shimon, only Drabon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Chometz over la Pesach is also midoraisa, according to Rav Shimon, midrabbana. The Gemara says, we paskin like Rav Shimon la'acha Pesach. Does that mean we paskin like Rav Shimon before Pesach? Here the Rambam says, no, we paskin like Rav Yehuda. Comes along, Tosis, the Ravid, the Rashba, say no. We paskin like Rav Shimon before Pesach and Acha Pesach. So Tosis Kof Chesam at Beis. And the Ramban and Hasoga Sefer Mitzvahs and the Rambam and the Rav Alamoko say, wait a second. The Gemara says it's also to eat Chometz after Chatzos. Why? Why? Says Tosis, because of Tashbisu. Says the Balamor, there's no issue reading Chometz after Chatzos. Adrab, it's a mitzvah to eat Chometz after Chatzos. I'm a kaim tashbisu. Ein lecha hashbos ha-gedol imizu, says the Balamor. Tos is the Ramban. I would say, no, no, no. Hashchos means doing it derech hashchos in a destructive manner. So according to the Ramban, Tos is in the Ravid, what is the mitzvah of Tashbisu after Chatzos? Destroying Chometz in a destructive manner. Eating it is not a destructive manner, it's a constructive manner. Because of that, they say, anytime I eat Chometz after Chatzos, either it's an Isra Aseh or a Bittel Aseh of Tashbisu. Take a look, if you have a Gemara Pesach, let's take a look at Tosef Kof Ches Amid Beis. Reb Shimon Amar, Chometz lifnei zmanu, uliachas zmanu, ain't over love below klum. Nearer to Reb Shimon, nehid ain't over love below, the Chometz lifnei zmanu, mobu, dothu bachilim, sheshol sunamala. It's awesome. May the Amrinim perikama, sorfen truma, tohori, matmeya, mashma, holavadu, sorfen, besheishvim, uteris lecho, yochlena adalailo. Could eat it all day? Why? Truma you're not allowed to destroy if it's mutati. Well, the common mishosha also bachila also bahano. So the Tanakam, Chal the Reb Shimon also bachila. How we should also bahano. The Hainu Achashesh v'nira. The Nafgalei mitash bisu. Tash bisu begins at Chatzos. Now, Rabbeinu Tam told us, we will see, has only one Tashbisu that begins at Chatzos. If I have Chometz, the mitzvah Tashbisu is to destroy Chatzos. And the Mordechai brings Shmuel Palaisa that he used to have a small amount of Chometz, keep it till after Chatzos. He was not over on anything because Masha Chometz al Kedei Levaro. You're not being mavata the Eseh Tashbis. So by Yirah, by Yamotze begins on Shivas Yomim. And the reason, let's say someone like the Rambam, what does the Rambam say is Tashbisu? Arriving at that critical hour without Chometz. That's one way of Tashbisu. And it's the only way of Tashbisu. So if I hold on to Chometz after Chatzos, I'm not over by Yerah by Yamotze, but what I'm over on, Tashbisu. I'm over on Tashbisu. Tosis, we'll see Tosis and the Rambam Palaisa. Let's just take him Shmuel Palaisa. He's a Hevach HaGomer of the Rambam. Tashbishu is only physically destroying the Chometz Derech Hashchosa, and that mitzvah begins at Chatzos, Shmuel Palaisa. Tosis agrees, and Rabbi Notam agrees, the mitzvah begins exactly at Chatzos. That's why, according to Rabbi Notam, it makes no sense to do Bittul after Chatzos, because I can't do Bittul then, so Bittul can't be Tashbishu. And the Ramban has a middle shita. We'll see. Ramban has the shita that I can be Mekayim Tashbisu in one of two ways. Arriving at Chatzos without anything, and then I'm Mekayim Tashbisu, or after Chatzos, the physical destruction of the Chometz Derech Hashchos. That is, we'll see that in the Mitzvah Shembli Neda tomorrow, in the continuation of the Ran, and this major machlokas in defining exactly what Tashbisu is all about. Mirza Shembli Nedim, we shall be healthy, and we'll do it tomorrow.